Perek Yud Aleph, Befrate Midas Hanakios, the details of the Midah of cleanliness. Prate Midas Hanakios, Rabim Hemaod, the details of the Midah of cleanliness are very great. Behinam Kechola Protim Shebechol Hashasa Mitzvos Losase, and they are the details of all the 365 Mitzvos Losase, the Isurim of the Torah. Ki Omnam Inyan Hamida Kvar Amarti, the aspects of the Midah we already spoke about, Shulios Nokim Kol Anfei Averos, is to be clean from all aspects of Averos. Ru'ulam Afa Pi Shebechol Haaveros Mishtadal Hayetzahara Lahachti Asada. And even though a person, in all the Averos that they have, a person's Yetzahara is constantly pushing him to do Chetoim, to do the sin, Kvayesh Mehem Shateva Mechamdon Yoser, there are things, there are of those Averos that the nature of a person desires them more, Uvehen Mara Lo Yoser Hater. And on those, a person will convince himself more for some reason that those are mutar. Asher al kein yitzarich behen yoser chizuk, and therefore they require much more strengthening of on a person's side than atzeach etz yitzro, in order for him to overcome his yitzahara, will he nakos min achit, and they become clean from that chait. Bechein amar zohar lebracha, and so to chazal say in the Gemara in Chagiga, goes of the arayos, theft and lust, nafsho shal odom mechamdoson umizavlehen. The soul of a person desires them and is drawn towards them. V'hinei anachnu roem, when we see she'af alpi shelo rov b'nei adam genovim galihem. So even though most people are not outright thieves, tahinu sheyishlechu yad mamish b'mamon chavreim lakachas v'loshum b'chlehem, that they're not going to go outwardly and take something from their friend and just put it into their own pockets. Af alpi chein, even so, Rubam tuamim tam geneva b'masom matonam, but most of them do some slight aspect of theft in their business dealings. B'mesha yoru heter latzum, and they convince themselves that there is some reason why it would be permissible. They stakir ish behefsedo shachveiro, for him to gain on his friend's loss. V'yomru leharviach shiny, and they'll say, oh, for making business for profit, it's different. It's a different situation. But there are many different isurim that the Torah mentions regarding theft. Lo sashok, you shouldn't steal. Lo sigzol, you shouldn't do robbery. Lo signovu, lo sechachshu, you shouldn't rob, and you shouldn't deny that you owe somebody money. Lo sechakru ish ba'amiso, a person shouldn't lie to his fellow Jew. Lo sonu ish asachiv, a person shouldn't say something that will cause possible theft. Lo sosig gvul reyacha, and you shouldn't encroach upon your friend's borders. All of these differentiated aspects of theft, includes within it all the many different types of actions that can be done in normal situations of business. And in each of them are many different isurim. Because it's not just a clear and distinct aspect of theft and robbery that is alone the iser. Alakol shesof sof yagia eila v'yigram oso, anything that will in the end result cause it to happen, kvarhu bechlal iser, that's already included in the iser. V'alzeh amr zechron lebrach, and this is what Chazal say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, v'es eishas reihu lo timei, that he wasn't metame, the wife of his friend, as it says in Yechezkel, shal yorar lo umonos chaviru, that a person shouldn't go into the business of his friend to take away from his business. And Rabbi Yehuda said it was also for a store merchant to give out toasted grain and nuts as treats for the children, to regulate them and to be, make them accustomed to coming to his store. And the only reason the Chachamim permitted it is because the other store owners could also do the same thing, as the Gemara Bava Metzia says. V'amru zichron levracha, and Chazal say in Bava Basra, koshe gezel hedyot mi gezel gavoa. It is more difficult, the theft from a regular person, than from stealing from gavoa, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shezeh hektim chit lame'ila, because on stealing from regular people, the pasuk precedes the language of chit before the gain from it. And by stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says only after you benefit from it, that's when it's considered a chet, a sin. And the Chachamim already exempted workers that are working by a homeowner mibirkas hamotzi from having to make birkas hamotzi, and mibirkas brachos achronos the birkas hamazon from making the after brachos after the first bracha of birkas hamazon as well. Vafilu bekriyashma lo chivim lebatum milachton elah beparsha rishon blavat. And even for saying kriyashma, Chazal only obligated this worker to stop his work just to do the first parsha of kriyashma alone, as the Gemara Brachos tells us. Kavachomer ben benosha kavachomer. So all the more so ledivrei harashus for things that are not of mitzvah. Shekol schir yom aser behen shelo levato melachto shabalavayis. That every person who is working has to make sure that he doesn't withhold his work from the person he's working for. Vim avar hareza gatan. And if he did violate that and he didn't do his work, he is stealing. Hine abba chilkia and abba chilkia afilu shalom. Even a response of saying shalom, he wouldn't give to the Talmidei Chachamim that gave him shalom. So as not to stop doing the work that he was doing for his friend, as the Gemara in Taina says. V'Yakov Avinu Allah v'Shalom Yakov Avinu Mivar Befiv V'Omer. He says explicitly in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Hayisei V'Yom Achaleni Chorev V'Kerach Balayla, that during the day he was eaten up by hunger, the karach balayla, and the cold of the night, and he wasn't able to sleep. So what are they going to respond, the people who are involved in their pleasures, during their work, and they aren't doing their work properly? Or if they're getting involved in their own personal things that they want, each person according to his endeavors. The rule of the matter is, if somebody is hired by somebody else to do whatever work it may be, all of his hours are sold to that person for the day. That renting something is a sale for the day. And whatever he would take out of that time for his own personal gain, in any way that it would be, that is 100% theft. And if the person doesn't forgive you for it, then you're not forgiven. Chazal already say in the Gemara in Yoma, sins between a person and his friend, Yom Kippur doesn't atone for that sin, until a person appeases his friend. Not only that, even if a person did a mitzvah during the time when he was hired out to work for somebody else, it's not considered hit for him something that's righteous. It's a sin in his hands. You can't make an avera into a mitzvah. And the pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Sone gezel ba'ola." HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises a stolen ola carbon. Okay, inyan ze, amru zechron l'bracha, and similarly, Chazal say in the Gemara in Bava Kama, harei shegozel saa chitin utchanan ba'afoa umavarech, if somebody stole a measure of wheat and he ground it up, baked it, and he made a bracha on it, ein ze mavarech ela minoit. This person is not making a bracha, rather it's something despicable. The chesiv, as the pasuk of Mishlei says, uvotzea beirech niyetz Hashem. A thief who makes a bracha is despicable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkayotav izenemar, and similarly it says, oy lo lezeh shenasa sanegoro kategoro, woe to the person that his defender became the prosecutor. Ruchamam morim zechoron lebrach, and like Chazal say in the Yerushalmi, in Sukkah, v'inyon lulav hagozel, by a stolen lulav. V'adin nosin, and logic will dictate, ki hare gezel chifetz gozel, v'gezel zman gozel, stealing an item is considered theft, stealing time is considered theft. And just like somebody who stole an item and used it for a mitzvah, so then his defendant became his prosecutor, even somebody who steals time and he does a mitzvah during that time, his defender becomes his prosecutor. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is emunah, to be honest. V'chein hu omer, so too it says in Tehillim, emunim noten Hashem. The ones who are honest, Hashem protects. Omer in the pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Pischu shorim v'yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim." The gates will open up, and the nation who are righteous, that are very honest, can come in. The Omer in the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Einai b'nemne eretz l'shavas imodi." My eyes are on the people of the land who are honest; they could dwell with me. The Omer in the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "Einecha halol emuna." Hakadosh Baruch Hu, your eyes are focused on honesty. V'af Iyov heir al atzmo, and Iyov testified about himself. The Omer, and he says in the pasuk in Iyov, "Im tita ashuri mini haderech," then my steps veer off of the way. V'achar enai halach libi, and after my eyes did my heart go. V'chapai dovak mum, and in my hand did anything stick to. V'habet yofi yofi hamashal hazeh, and look into how great this mashal is. Kidima hagozel habilti nigla. It says about how theft that is not revealed to everybody is like something that just sticks to your hands. That even if a person is not going out intentionally to go grab onto it, but it sticks to your hands on its own. In the end of the day, it is in your hands. So to this matter. Even if a person is not going in outright stealing, it's very difficult for his hands to come out totally empty. But however, in truth, all this comes from that which the heart rules over the eyes, that it shouldn't be good in their eyes that which other people have. A person's eyes lead along his heart, to find permission to be able to take things that look good and they desire. Therefore, Iyov says that he didn't do that. And his heart didn't go along with his eyes. That's why nothing was able to cling to his hands. You should see in the idea of deceit, kama nakel hul da'adam, his pathos, how easy it is for a person to be seduced, likashal, and to stumble, kasher l'chore yiroya lo, when it appears to him, shiroya hul li'ishtadal li'apos choroso, when a person wants to try his best to make his merchandise look the best, be'ine ha'anoshim, in the eyes of everybody, u'li'istakir bi'agia kapav, and to get his reward for his efforts, l'daber aliv hakone l'mani yisratalo, to be able to speak to the person who's going to be purchasing from him, in order that that person wants to purchase something of his. Yomru al koza, they say about all this, yesh zorz v'nizkar, if you're quick, you'll get your reward. V'yad charutzim ta'ashir, the people who keep pushing will become wealthy. Omnam, however, im lo yedakdik v'yishkol mais of harbe, but if a person is not exacting and weigh his actions very much, instead of a kernel of wheat, he'll have a thorn. Because he'll violate and stumble upon the sin of being deceitful. That the pasuk warns us about this. A person should not deceive his friend. Even to trick a goy is osur. And the pasuk in Sefaniah says, Sheris Israel, you'll lo yasu avda. The remnants of Klal Yisrael, they won't do any evil, any folly. Lo yedabru chozov, and they won't speak falsely. Lo yimotzi befiim l'shon tarmis, and you won't find in their language anything of trickery. B'chein amru so to the Gemara, but Metzia says, Ein afarchazin es hakelim hayashonim sheiru kachadoshim. You're not allowed to fix up the old utensils to look like they're brand new. Ein me'arevin peros v'feros, you're not allowed to mix some fruits with other fruits, afilu chadashim mechadashim, even if they're both new fresh fruits, afilu sa b'dinar, even to sell one sa worth for one dinar, afilu yaf a dinar v'tarsis, even as worth a dinar and a tarsis, lo yes lo yarev v'yimkarem sa b'dinar, you still can't mix it together and sell it for only a sa for one dinar, and that's it. V'omer tovas Hashem kol osa ila, and the pasuk in Devarim says, it's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any person who does this, kol ose avel, anybody who does things wrong in business. Kari Chamisha Shemos is called five different languages. Avel, Sonoi, Meshukot Cherem Toeva. It's called wrong, hated, abominable, cast away, and disgusting. Od Omer Zichron L'Racha Sotu Chazal Seim Bavakama Kol HaGozal Eschaveiro Afilu Shava Pruto. If somebody steals from his friend, even just one Shava Pruto, Gilonoto Nacho Menenu. It's like you're stealing his nefesh from him. Harei Lecha Chomer Ha'avon Hazeh. This shows us the severity of the sin, Afilu B'Shir Mu'at, that it applies the severity even in just a little bit of money, a Shava Pruto. For Omer Odin, Chazal say again in Gemara and Tainus, Ein HaGashom Ne'atzorne Ela Ba'avon Gozal, that the rain is only withheld because of the sin of theft. For Omer, also it says in Medrash Rabbah Ve'ikra, Kupa Malea Avonos, a box filled with sin, Kimi Mekatri Barosh Kudom, who's going to be the one who prosecutes in the lead of everybody else? Gozal. It's robbery, theft. Medora Mabel lo nechtom gzardinam ela ala gozal. And the Dora Mabel was decreed their final judgment because of theft, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Im tomer belvavcha, and if you say in your heart, ve'ich es shalonu, how is it possible for us, shaloli ishtadol v'maso'enu v'matoninu, that we not work hard in our business dealings, l'ratzos es chavreinu, to find favor in our friends, ala mikach, on whatever item we're trying to get him to buy, al shivuyo, and in all of its value. There's a big difference. Anything that you're trying to show the person who's trying to purchase from you, the true good that is in the item and its beauty, getting involved in that is good and it's straight. But if you're trying to cover up the blemishes of your item, that's deceitful and it's also. And this is the general rule when it comes to trust in business dealings. And we don't even need to say regarding weights and measures. It says a pasuk explicitly by them. It's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody who does this. It's harsher, the punishment for faulty weights and measures, than the punishment for arayas, for lust, and immoral relations. For Amru, and the Gemara there says, Hasito mekaneach midosav achas l'shloshim yom. A person who's a public merchant, he has to clean his weights and measures every 30 days. For chol kach lama, why so much? Kedisha lo yachzru b'lo daz v'lo yeyonish. So that he not wind up causing somebody to get something less than he's deserved, without him even realizing, so that he doesn't get punished for that. Kol shekein oven haribis, all the more so the sin of ribis, interest, shagodohu, that it's very great. Ke kofer belokei Yisrael chas v'chalila. It's as if you're denying the God of Yisrael, chas v'shalom. V'omri zichron l'bracha, chazal sein medrash rabbi in Shmos, al posuk, v'neshech noson v'sarbis lokach v'choy. On the posuk that says that with neshech, with ribis, he gave, v'sarbis lokach, and he took ribis, v'choy, and he lives, lo yechya, he will not live. That's a pasuk in Yechezkel. She'enu chai l'schiyas ha-mesim. Meaning, he won't come back to life in t'chiyas ha-mesim. Ki hu v'avak shalo m'shukot u'mosov v'enei Hashem. Because him and his dust is despised and despicable in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'enei ro'a tzorach l'harach b'zeh. I don't find the need to go at length on this. She'kvar e'maso mutalas al kol ish Yisrael. The fear of these things is still already placed on all people of Chai Yisrael. Omnam klal shodover, but the general rule of this is kamosha chemnas hamamon rabba, just like desiring money is very great. Kain mechshalosav rabim, so too the possibilities of stumbling and falling through them is very great too. Uchadei sheyiyeh ha'odem naki mehem be'emes, and in order for a person to be clean from them in truth, absolutely, iyun godov v'diktuk rav tzorechlo, he needs to look into it and be very, very exacting. If he does become clean from it, Yeda, he shall know, Shehagia kvar l'madre gedola, that he has reached a tremendous level and of accomplishment. Ki rabim yischazdu ba'anofim rabim me'anofei ha'chasidus, because many people glorify themselves with many different types of chasidus. U'be'in sinas ha'betza lo yochlu la'agia al-mechoza ha'shlemos. But when it comes to monetary issues, he's not able to come to the absolute perfection. Umash Omar Tsofar Ha Namosi Liyov, and this is what Tsofar Namosi said to Iyov, Im Ovem Yodcho Hachikeu. If there is sin in your hands,
distance it. Tishkan Bolech Avlo, and you shouldn't have any folly in your home, in your tent. Because then you will lift up your face from imperfection, and you will be strong, and you will not have fear. Until now, we've been discussing one detail of all the mitzvos, and all the details of these distinctions. All these types of distinctions are found within every single mitzvah. But I'm only mentioning the ones that most people find themselves to stumble through these. And now we will speak about immoral relations. So they're very chomer also, they're very strict, and they're second in the level to theft and robbery. And this is what they say in Bava Basra. Rubam Bagazel Umyutum Arayas. Most of Klal Yisrael are nichshel in theft, and some of them in Arayas, in immoral relations. If somebody wants to absolutely cleanse himself from the sin, Gam lo yitzistorich melacha lo muethes. So too for him, it will require work that's not very minimal. It would be a lot. Because included in the Isra of Arayas is not just the action, the immoral action itself, but it's anything that comes close to it. And it's an explicit pasuk in Vayikra, you can't come close to reveal Arayas, to reveal things of immorality. Don't say, since it's also for me to be with a woman, I will hold her and not have any sin. I will hug her and it won't be a sin. I will kiss her and it won't be a sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, just like if a nazir made a vow not to drink wine, also lechol anovim lachim. Also, he can't eat moist grapes, the evasion, or even if they're dried out, or something soaked in with grapes, and anything that's a byproduct of the grapevine. A woman that is not yours, you can't touch her at all. And anybody who touches a woman that is not his, he's bringing upon himself death. And see how wondrous this statement of Chazal is. The Chazal compared this to a nazir. The main iser by a nazir is drinking wine. The Torah asked anything that has any connection to wine also. And this is something that the Torah taught Chazal, the Chachamim. Eich yasu heim asyog l'Torah b'mishmeres shenimser b'yodom la'asol shemishmarto. This is how the Torah conveyed a message to the Chachamim, how to make guards to the Torah. Ki yomadu min ha-nozir, they shall learn from the nozir, lesser ba'avor ha'ikar, gam kol de domimim. That because of the main thing that's asr, you have to forbid also all the things that are similar to it that can lead to that isr. So what the Torah did for this mitzvah of a nazir is mashim masr lachachamim, that the fact that it gave over to the chachamim sheyazu b'shar kol mitzvos, that the chachamim should do this same style in all the mitzvos. Lamandas, in order for you to know shezer ratzon hashem makom, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ukshe lano echad min ha'isurim, and when the Torah makes it asr for us one of the isurim, we can learn something that's concealed from something that's said explicitly. Forbid even things that are similar to it or close to it. And in this manner, so in regard to arayas of immoral relations, we have it's also to do anything that it comes close to this type of promiscuity. Or something that's close to it. Yiyeh be'ezeh choshi yiyeh, whatever sense it may be in, dahinu, which is bein b'maisa, whether he's going through an action, bein b'ri'iyah, or just looking, bein b'dibur, or just speaking, bein b'shmiyah, whether it's just hearing, v'afil b'machshava, and even just thoughts.
V'acha avi l'chor rayos, and now I'll bring proofs. I'll call elam edivrayim zechorim l'bracha on each of one of these, based on what Chazal say. B'maisa, in the person's actions, dahenu hanagiyah, or achibuk chayotze, which is touching, or hugging, and similar things. We already spoke above. We don't need to go at length on that. Bereiya, in vision. Chazal say in the Gemara Brachos, Yad to yad lo yinaker ra. From hand to hand, the evil may not be cleansed from, as the pasuk of Mishlei says. Chazal say, Kol hamartzeh mos miyado liyado. Anybody who counts money from his hand to a woman's hand, kedei leistakaba, in order just to look at her, lo yinaker midin eshal gehenna, will not be cleansed from the din in Gehenna. V'amru od, and Chazal say further in Shabbos, Mimnei ma hutzuchu Yisrael sheba'uzo ador kapara. Why did Klal Yisrael in that generation require an atonement? Mnei shezonu eneihem min ha'erva. Because they filled their eyes with erva, with lust. Amr Rav Sheisa, Rav Sheisa says, Mimnei ma mona ha'kosov tachshitin shabachotzim tachshitin shabifnim. Why would the Pasuk list the adornments that women had on their outside from the adornments that women had on the inside? Lo melacha is to come to tell you, shekala mistaka b'etzva ketana shel isha, anybody who looks at even the small finger of a woman, kilu mistaka b'mokam atorif, it's as if they're looking at the woman's erva itself, as the Gemara Bracha says. V'amra od, and Chazal say further in Avodah Zorah, v'nishmata mikol dovara, you have to guard yourself from any evil thing, shel yistakal odem b'isha noah, a person shouldn't look at a beautiful woman, v'afilu hi pnuya, even if she's a single woman, b'isha zesh, and in a married woman, even if she is not appealing. In Hadibur Imo Isha, regarding speaking with a woman, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says straight out, anybody who overdoes speaking with a woman brings bad upon himself. And regarding listening, Chazal say in Brachos, kol b'isha erva, that the voice of a woman is like an erva. And furthermore, regarding znos of lust with the mouth and with a person's ears, the haino, which is hadibur b'devre haznos, speaking things about lust, or listening to things like this, Chazal already yelled out like a rooster, v'amru, and they said in the Yerushalmi and Trumos, you should not be seen amongst you something of lust, of erva. Ervas dibur. Chazal darshan ervas dover as ervas dibur. Even speaking, ze nibol peh. This is disgusting speech. Ba'omru and Chazal saying Gemarim Shabbos, ba'ovon navlos peh, tzoros mischadoshos, that in the sin of disgusting speech is where afflictions come. Vachurei sonehem shal yisrael mezim. And young children of Klal Yisrael die because of that. Ba'omru od and Chazal say further in that Gemara and Shabbos, anybody who speaks disgusting speech has a deeper Gehenna. V'amru od, and Chazal say further there, Hakol yodim kalo l'mon nechneses l'chuppah. Everybody knows what happens after a kala goes into the chuppah. Ela kol ha-menabba piv v'omru. But anybody who makes his mouth disgusting and actually says it outright, afilu gzardin shal shivim shona l'tova, even if he had a gzardin, a decree from Shemayim on him for 70 years of goodness, hochim lo l'ra, it'll get switched to evil. V'amru Odin, Chazal say also in the Gemara Chagiga, afilu sicha kala shemein ish le'ishto magid melo la'odem b'shas hadin, that even a light talk between a man and his wife is told to him, is recounted in the time of din when he comes to Shemayim after his life is over. V'yin hashmiya ha'roa hazos, and regarding listening to bad things like this, gam kein amru, so too Chazal said in Gemara there in Shabbos, af ha'shamei ha'vishosek, even somebody who just listens and he's quiet, shenamar, as the Pasuk of Mishlei says, zu'um Hashem, Yipol Shem, that the wrath of Hashem will fall on these people. Harilacha, you see, Shekol achushim tzrichim liyos nakim min haznos min yonal, that every one of a person's senses have to be cleaned from zus, from lust, and from everything that's regarding it. V'im lachoshcha adam lomar, and if somebody whispers to you, telling you, Shemasha umru al nibo peh, that what Chazal tell you about disgusting speech, eno ele kedei la'ayem o laharchik adam min avera, it's just to scare you and to distance you from avera itself. Just for somebody who's really boiling to go to Averos, that's who they're talking to about. Shemide dabro boli de taiva, that if he just talks about it, he'll come to do the actual taiva itself. Avamisha Amro Derech Schok Ba'amud, if you're just saying it in a joking manner, Lav Milsuhu, they'll say, oh, it's nothing, it's not a big deal. Ve'in Locho Shalav, you don't have to be concerned about that. Afata Emorlo, you tell a person who tells you this, Ad Kandir Ve'yetzahara. This is all the words of Ve'yetzahara. Ki Mikre Mole, Shev Yu Zechon Lebrocha L'Rayosim, there's a straight out posuk that Chazal bring as a proof to them. The posuk in Yeshaya says, Al King Al Bachurov Lo Yismach Hashem, that for this, on the young men of Klal Yisrael, Hashem will not be happy with. Ves Yesoma, Ves Amarosav, and the orphans, and the widows, Lo Yerachim, Hashem will not have mercy on. Ki Chulo Chonev, because they all speak flattering things, Umeira, and evil things, V'chol Peh Dover Nevola, and all the mouths that speak disgusting things. Hine Lo Hizkir HaKoso, so you see, the Pasuk didn't mention this. Lo Avodah Zarah, Lo Gilei Arayas, Lo Shvichas Damim. It didn't mention Avodah Zarah, or murder, or lustful things, ela chanufa, but flattery, loshon hara, and evil speech, benibal pet, and speaking disgusting things. Kulo mechatas hapeh b'diburo, these are all things that are sins with a person's speech. Valeim yotza agzera, and on that, the gzera was decreed, abachurov lo yismach Hashem, that on the youths of Klal Yisrael, Hashem will not be happy, ves yesoma ves amorov lo yirachim, and he won't have mercy on the orphans and the widows of Klal Yisrael. Rather, the truth is in what Chazal told us. That disgusting speech is the erva of the speech itself. And just like znus is asur, so to all these things regarding znus and lust is asur. Aside from lust itself, that even though these themselves don't have karis in them, or Misa's Basin, or Death Through Basin, Asurim Heim Isra Atman, but these things, the speeches of lust, are also absolute Isra. Milvad HaYosim Gamkein Gormim, besides the fact that they also can cause, Umuvim El HaIsra HaRoshi Atmo, that they can bring about the actual Isra of Znus itself. Uchin HaNazir, just like a Nazir, Shazachar Medrash Sheheveinu Lamaila, that Chazal mentioned in the Medrash that we brought earlier, Vinyin HaMachshava, and regarding a person's thoughts, Kvar Omru B'Tchilas HaBraisa Shalonu, that we already mentioned in the beginning of the Braisa that we brought earlier, in the beginning from Avodah Zarah, V'Nishmat Mikol Davarah, that a person has to guard himself from all the evil things, Shalei Harer Adam B'Yom, that a person shouldn't come to have lustful thoughts during the day. For Omru Oden Chazal say further in the Gemara Yoma, Hirhira Avera Koshimei Avera, that the thoughts of Avera are even worse than the Avera itself. U'mikim Molihu, and it's an explicit Pasuk in Mishlei, Tu'avas Hashem Machshavos Ra. It's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those evil thoughts. V'ini divarnu mishnei gufei averos chamuros. Now we have already spoken about two major categories of isurim that are very stringent. Shevenei odem krovim lekoshel b'anofeim, that people are very often and close to stumbling amongst some of these aspects. Mimnei rubam shel anofeim, because of the many different variants in these averos. V'rov netias libo shel odem b'thavaso aleim, and the fact that a person is very bent towards falling into these taivas. Amadrega hashlishis, and the third level is achar hagoza v'harayos, after theft and immoral actions. Be'inyan achemda, something about drives and desires. Hinehu iser hamachalos, is regarding the isurim revolved around food and eating. Be'im be'inyan hatrefos atum, whether it's eating tref food itself. Be'im be'inyan hatarvosein, or it's a mixture of tref food. Be'im be'inyan basar v'chalav, or whether it's milk and meat together, or chileb adam, or it's ulcer fats and blood, v'inyin b'shulei goyim, and when it comes to food cooked by non-Jews, v'inyin gi'ule goyim, and things that were made in goyish pat, yein esichem, and wine that the goyim use, ustam yeinim, and wine that we don't know if they use specifically for avodah zarah. Kol eile hanekius b'hem tzorech dikdu godol v'tzorech chizuk. All these things, the cleanliness from these, requires a lot of exacting in his actions, and he needs a lot of strength in his attempt to keep these. Ki yesh taivas haleiv hamisaveh b'machalim, because a person has a desire in his heart to eat these different foods, hatovim, that are good, v'chesun hakis b'yisuri hatarovetz v'chesedizeh, or he doesn't want to lose that money, so he'll eat the mixtures and similar things to this. Uvirteyem rabim k'chol dineyem, and there are many different aspects and details to them, like all the halachos are hayaduim hamvoarim b'sifrei aposkim, that are clearly and known in all the sfarim in the poskim. And if somebody is lenient in them, where the halacha is to be more strict, he's destroying his nefesh. And this is what Chazal say in the Sifra, you shouldn't become tamei in them, and you'll become tamei through them. If you become tamei through eating these things that are asr, in the end you'll become tamei through them. That means that a person, when he eats food that is asr to him, it brings a tumah into his heart and into his nefesh. Until the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates itself from him and distances itself from him. And this is what Chazal say in the Gemara in Yoma, they'll become tamei through them. Don't read it as that you'll become tamei, because it's missing the aleph in the word, so we darshan it as you'll become mitumtum, sealed up. That an avera can close up a person's heart. It removes from him the true understanding, and the spirit of his intellect, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to those who are righteous. Like the Pasuk of Mishlei says, Hashem yitin chokhmah, Hashem gives wisdom. And somebody who does this, he is remained as animal-like and very physical and entrenched in the coarseness of things of this world. And eating things that are asr is the greatest of all of these isurim. Because it goes into the person's body itself. And it becomes part of his flesh itself. And in order to inform us and to teach us that it's not just the animals that are tamei or the creepy crawly animals that make you tamei alone, but even the treif animals within the kosher species of animals itself, bechal atumah is included in the tumah. Amar HaKotav, the Pasuk in Vayikra, says, lahavdil bein atamei vein atar, to differentiate between that which is tamei and that which is tar. Chazal explained this in Sefri. Ein tzorech lumar bein chomer lapara. It doesn't need to tell me between a donkey versus a cow. Lama nemar bein atamei vein atar. So why does the Pasuk need to tell me you have to know between tamei versus tar? Bein tamei alecha u bein tahor alecha. That which is tamei to you and that which is tahor to you. Bein nishcha rubo shel kana le nishcha chetzio. The difference you have to know is between whether the majority of the trachea was cut or just half of it was cut. And what difference is it between whether majority of the trachea was cut or half of it was cut? It's just a hair's breadth. That's what Chazal say. And this is what Chazal say in the conclusion of their words there. And what's the difference between the majority or the half of it? The reason why they elaborate on this is to show us how great the strength of innocence is. That just a hair's breadth is what differentiates between tumah and tahara. Somebody has a brain in his head. He will view food that is asr like food that has poison in it. Or like food that some poison was mixed into it. If something like this will happen, if such a thing would happen with poison getting mixed into his food, would a person be lenient on himself and say, oh, maybe he'll just eat it, even if there's just a little concern, even just a minute concern? For sure a person wouldn't be lenient. And if he would, if somebody would be lenient in a case like that and eat it, he'd be considered just like a fool. Af iser hamaychol kvar bi'anru, even food that is asr, we already said, shu eres mamish l'leiv l'nefesh, is actual poison to a person's heart and to his neshama. In Cain, therefore, mi'evo yeye hamaykel b'mkom chashash shel iser. So who would be the one that would be lenient and concerned of such an iser? Im bald seichelhu, if he's somebody of any intellect. On this, the Pasuk of Mishlei says, "V'samta sakin b'lo'echa im bal nefesh ata." Would you put a knife to your throat if you were somebody who was a bal nefesh?